The following is an unrehearsed interview with Iowa Senator Chuck Grassley. Participating in today's public affairs program are Tom Williamson at KIIC Albia and Jake Bourgeois with the Anamosa Journal Eureka. Tom, you can start us off with a question for Senator Grassley.
Senator Grassley, the bipartisan infrastructure bill received your support, but some even conservatives have criticized this bill, and I know there's some misrepresentations that you have talked about. So talk about that bill, why what's being misrepresented, and why you support it, please.
Okay. Well, I'll give you an example of the misrepresentation. We voted on that 11 o'clock two Tuesdays ago, and I always call my wife at the farm before I go to bed, and she said, why did you vote for that bill that had a mileage tax in it? She heard that on TV. And I said, there's no mileage tax in this bill. I explained to her that there wasn't any, you know, but that's just one example of the misinformation. There's people that said it had the Green New Deal in it, that it had amnesty for immigrants, that it had tax increases in it. So, you know, where that comes from is the fact that we were talking about a highway bill and a broadband bill and a lock and dam bill the same time we were talking about all these other things being in another bill. And people thought that they were going to go together. And so I ended up voting for it because for 4 years under Trump, he wanted a $2 trillion package. I think the people that are criticizing me now never criticized Trump for $2 trillion, so I don't know why they're considering what we're doing now to be so bad, particularly when over the course of my 95 county meetings so far this year, I'll bet in 80 to 85 of them, I've heard people, we need infrastructure, we need broadband, our bridges are in bad condition. In fact, Iowa's bridges are 50th out of the 50 states, 23% of our bridges are considered structurally deficient. So when I hear from the Farm Bureau, the corn growers, the soybean people, the Iowa Retail Federation, the Iowa Motor Truck Association, the Chambers of Commerce of the big cities of Iowa, and all this about we got to have infrastructure, we got to improve our highways, we have to have safe bridges, we have to have broadband, because a lot of people in Iowa can't get the internet. So that's why I voted for it.
Thank you.
Next person.
You talked a bit about some of the feedback that you've been getting on your 99 county tour as far as the infrastructure bill. And I know I think that's getting ready to wrap up here. You're getting ready to complete that. What are some of the big takeaways you've had from this year's tour?
Are you talking just on the infrastructure bill or other things that came up in...
Other things that have come up over the course of your tour. What are some
sure.
of the other things?
Yep. Oh, yes, a lot of things that come up. Immigration. And you could imagine the fiasco in Afghanistan right now. Are we going to be able to get all the Americans and all of our Afghan collaborators out of there as well? That's been a big factor. The voting rights bill, Social Security, let's see, trade, the efforts of this administration to change the tax bills as it affect farmers, like on estate taxes and things of that nature, trade. From cattle producers, I heard about the fact that they can't get a decent market for their cattle if they don't contract ahead of time. In other words, on daily selling. I heard from a farmer yesterday in Wapello, I guess it was, where I was meeting with farmers yesterday, and you couldn't deliver your cattle for 28 8 days, and if you didn't sell them that day for delivery in 28 days, you may never be able to sell them, those sorts of things. So that's not everything that has come up, but that gives you probably 70% of the issues that have come up at my town meetings.
Senator Grassley, I have seen T-shirts now that say Run with Grassley. Is that indicative of your plans? Will you be running for another term, or are you still in the undecided camp?
On the undecided camp, but I've got to make a decision very, very quickly. I assume for the benefit of my running again, or for the benefit of other people that are waiting for me to make a decision because they might want to run, I think I got to make a decision before November the 1st. And so that's where I am at this point. And right now, except to tell you, I love my work. And I think I work hard at it as I did on day one, you know, 40 years ago. I feel good about everything. But I think at this time in my life, I've got to give it serious consideration. So I've been doing that for 8 months and going to continue it for a few more days.
Thank you, sir.
You mentioned you've gotten some feedback on the voting rights as an issue on your tour, and the House just passed a bill concerning that. Where do you stand on sort of what the House passed, and what do you think is going to happen with that in the Senate?
Yeah.
What have those discussions been like?
Yeah. Well, I think that you got to look at this very politically, as Democrats want to change the election laws so they can guarantee their controlling government. And they do that by having one federal election law, whereas for 240 years, states have made most of the decisions in regard to elections. The one obvious exception is we have uniform election dates for president and Congress, but beyond that, most everything's been left to the states. We think that's the way it should be, and that's why we don't want to change it. But just to give you one example of something that ought to infuriate every taxpayer that's in this House voting bill is the fact that if you raise $1 from small contributors, you can get $6 out of the federal treasury. So just to show you how radical that is and expensive to the taxpayers, I always use Senator Cruz as an example. He raised about $4 or $5 million one quarter from from small contributors, and he would have gotten $6 for $1, about $30 million from the federal treasury just because of how he raised his money. And I think that that's abhorrent. I think another thing is registering everybody to vote just because they sign up for a federal program. So a lot of illegal aliens can sign up for federal programs, whether they do it legally or not, they can still do it. They're going to be registered to vote, and they aren't citizens, and they can't vote, but they might end up voting. So just think of how radical this suggestion is, and that's why I oppose it.
Senator, this does not seem to get a lot of attention, but I believe I read on one of your emails that last year 93,000 deaths occurred from overdoses of synthetic opioids like fentanyl, and as a Judiciary Committee member, you'd like to have a hearing. Is that proceeding?
Yeah, I think it'll be maybe even one in Iowa in October. We haven't set it up yet, but I want to hear from Iowans on that. So the Drug Caucus may come out to Iowa to have a hearing on that. But I gave a speech on fentanyl as an example and on this whole subject, but there's enough fentanyl have come into the United States to kill every citizen 10 times over. Can you imagine how deadly that product is? And one of the reasons that I keep hammering this is, right now, fentanyl is a Schedule 1, regulated under Schedule 1, and that runs out October 22nd. So it seems to me that that needs to be, we need to get an answer to fentanyl right away. It's a serious problem, and most of fentanyl comes from China, and it's still getting into the country through Mexico, but it'd be a lot worse if we didn't keep the pressure on China.
Sure. You spoke about Afghanistan briefly earlier, and obviously the deadline that the president set coming up next week. In these last days, what are you sort of monitoring as we approach the end of the month here?
There's only one thing to monitor. And if this doesn't happen, and anybody dies as a result of it, it's going to be Biden's fault. And he has handled this thing very irresponsibly. But the two things I'm keeping my eye on is getting every American out and getting every Afghan that collaborated with the American effort in Afghanistan to get them out so their life is not in danger, because you hear about the possibilities of their execution, and I guess we've heard some of that already, and it's just a colossal mistake if we don't get these all out. So that's what I'm keeping my ears and eyes on. Okay, thank you all very much. Goodbye.
Thank you. Thank you, Senator.
Thank you.
Thank you, Tom and Jake, for participating in today's Public Affairs program. This has been Senator Chuck Grassley reporting to the people of Iowa.